الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting with our subject of today, just a reminder, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali in one beautiful malfooz says that don't just ignore all problems, illnesses, everything. The more you pay attention to anything, the more it troubles you. So just carry on with your life. Today we are willingly bringing problems upon, worry upon ourselves. And about this problem, that problem, things which are really just ghosts, spooks. There's one nice little anecdote written of one gangster of Deoband of those days, very long ago, by the name of Parbu or something like that. And in a dark, stormy night, he was walking in a jungle, and there the shape of a tree was something like one of the opposition, the rivals, like he was standing with an axe, ready to axe him. So he started begging him, please have mercy on me. Don't you know your father and my father were good friends, and we got a long relationship and all that. So just then a lightning flashed. When the lightning flashed, he saw, oh, there's just a tree, a branch. I'm frightened for nothing. Then he became bold. And he said, you think I'm frightened for you? You try what you want to do and see what I will do with you. Eh? So like that, all the spooks and ghosts and imaginary things, the shadows, we are so frightened for all these things. Whether it can be the virus, whether it can be anything, pandemic, a mu'min, al-mu'minul qawi, khayrun min al-mu'mini al-da'if. We'll be strong in these things. Then further, Hazrat writes that the heart of a mu'min, we haven't realized the power of a heart. And first, before even a mu'min, any person's heart. Allah has given, with the heart you can make things happen in the world. The heart is not, it's only not the physical pumping blood. We know it's the source of our life. It's pumping the blood in the whole body. And from the heart, the blood goes to the lungs, gets purified, comes back in the heart. It pumps it in the whole body. We have got life everywhere. If the heart is not pumping, water starts filling in the legs, etc. All many problems we have. So the heart, but more than that physical heart, the spiritual heart, even any person's heart, in other words, your himmat, your power, what Allah has given you, use that. Allah has given everyone. And when we submit and we become like frightened, like even with regard to jinnat, many of us, we are frightened for jinn, we are frightened for jadu. Your heart alone is enough to repel all this. Just think these are all nothing, useless things, all this. And it won't even trouble you. Then Hazrat further writes that we haven't realized the power of the heart. And again now, further then, that heart that is filled with Iman, what to say about that? Iman, what a power. And the place of Iman, the home of Iman is the heart. It is there. And the heart itself is so strong, but we have made it weak. We think, we don't think, I haven't got power, I can't resist this, I mustn't go there, don't touch this, we'll get covered, we'll do this, this will happen. We make ourselves weak. We be strong. And there are people presently now. Now the day we went one place, somebody had passed away. The one person came and met. They said, this person for the past 2 years, he goes to all the COVID cases. And he's close to them, serving them, helping them, etc. And no protocols he observes. And there he was sitting with us, hale and healthy, nothing. That heart, Allah, what Allah has given us, it has got power in it. But we are not using it. And then people are putting more fear in us. And the worst is when the ulama put fear, we think, no, what the ulama say, that is right. With that we have to observe it. So then we get more frightened. No. Understand that we have got this great Allah has given our defense. We are also reading so much that your own body's immune system is the strongest. More than what the vaccine can do. Vaccine will harm you also. But your own body immune system which Allah has made, the defense system, natural. And the highest of all this is the heart. And Allah has given us all that heart. So, and perhaps you have to go for a bypass, you have to do something of physical heart, but the spiritual heart. And then again, that heart that is filled with this Iman. After all, how did 3,000 Sahaba go and fight an army of 200,000? How did Khalid ibn Walid, when they were after the battle and now negotiations were going to take place, then Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu says, I'm alone enough. He said, not take a few people. So many. He says, too much. Then they forced him. He went with about 30 people. Right in the midst, right in their den. Not in the lion's den, in the lion's mouth he went. But with no fear whatsoever. And when they started becoming little funny, immediately he said that to all his friends, pull out your swords. He's standing right there. And just a few people, about 30 people, and that not the 200,000 of the army forces, much more than that, right in their den. What is this? This is that Iman. So Hazrat says that use this power of Iman, power which Allah has given you, the power of the heart, and then imbued with that and filled with that, the power of Iman Allah Ta'ala has given us. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala let us realize this. And for that, this yaqeen, from the heart, this yaqeen, let us not miss out on reading our three quls. All of us, every morning, every evening, after Fajr, after Maghrib, the three quls, three times each, and each time with Bismillah. So it's 9 Bismillahs, and each surat complete, full surat, 3 times each. Takfika min kulli shay. It is sufficient for you, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, protection for you from everything. And the ulama have explained, one explanation, takfikam in kulli shar, from all types of things which you dislike, which are evil, which are harmful, it will be protection for you. So Allah has given us, let us use it and spread this in the family. Ask one another, did you read your three quls today? Did you read your three quls today? Every day, every morning, read it after Fajr till Maghrib is our protection. Read it after Maghrib, your whole night is your protection. Well, wherever you are, Allahu Akbar. Munshi Ilahi Data, Rahmatullah Ali, was a very old work of Mewat in the Markaz in Nizamuddin. And we had the great honor and fortune just to see him also. Really, people of Iman, Mu'mineen, are different types. Their features are also different. Anyway, at the time of partition of India and Pakistan, when it was, people were not leaving their homes. And anyone saw a Muslim, it was blood, bloodshed. They would just kill them. And how many Muslims got killed at that time also? He went, he came from his village, Mewat, and he came to the Markaz. So at Delhi station, when he got off the train and to come, this rickshaw, He chose not a Muslim person's rickshaw, but a Sikh, and the Sikhs were the main people who were killing the Muslims. He chose his rickshaw. And properly as a Muslim, and he brought his family. At such times we say, if you have to travel, we'll travel alone. Woman, we can't travel with the family, with the wife, with the children, in these difficult, difficult times when there is so much of fear and so much. He chose the Sikh person. And he, when he was there, and his wife in burqa, children all dressed as Muslim, their identity was clear, they were Muslims. And he goes again to say, right in the enemy's, not den, but right in the enemy's mouth. And then he's giving him da'wat of Islam on top of it. When they are there now to kill the Muslims, and they want to get rid of the Muslims, at that time he's giving them da'wat, and with no fear. And it's a long distance from Delhi old station right till the Merkaz. Now it's still all built up in that. But in those days it was like going out in the jungle. And but with no fear whatsoever, Allah give us this, a taste of this Iman. A person who got taste of Iman, his life is completely different. And a person who hasn't got the taste of Iman, his life is also completely different. He's got the fear of everything in him. The fear of the virus all the time. That you can't mix here, you can't go there, you can't go to certain towns also. People are at the moment that that town, oh, it's taboo. You can't go to that town. You can't go to that family. You can't go to those people. Those people, they don't know what protocols and what things. They are mad people, irresponsible people. They are murderers. They are killing the people. Then the fear of the police we got. The law enforcement agencies, we've got that fear. Then we got fear of the people who are criticizing us. They are always talking bad and evil about us. So Allah will put that fear. If you don't have that fear of Allah, Allah will put all this fear in us. And if you've got the fear of Allah, you will live a life without fear. Allah will remove your fears also, of this dunya also, of akhirat also, Allah will remove the fears. So we have to have the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Also it comes in the hadith part that this dunya and akhirat are like two co-wives. If a person has got two wives, if he makes this wife happy, the other one gets upset. He makes her happy, this one gets upset. So if you make your dunya happy, you go for the things of dunya, comfort, safety, security of dunya, you are upsetting your akhirat. You are destroying your akhirat. You are putting trust in dunya, you are losing your akhirat. And if you put your akhirat, you put your akhirat forward, you trust in your akhirat, your dunya, you will have problems. Your dunya will be upset with you. Then what beautiful advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after making it clear, it is clear already. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, give preference to that which is everlasting over that which is temporary. The akhirat is everlasting. Give preference to that. And when Allah protect us, we ask for afiyat, which is a great dua. Afiyat, afwa, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa, wal-afiyah, wal-mu'afat. Allah give us afwa also, forgiveness also, afiyat also. And Allah make things easy and comfortable, with conditions be conducive for us. And in all forms, Allah make things easy for us. So that is a prize dua, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's a prize dua. In fact, we should be making this dua, especially in these days, at least once a day. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'imah bid-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Everywhere we should make that dua. Make it on behalf of ourselves, our families, of everyone. It is very, very important. So we ask. But Allah, when He tests a person, what tests people have gone through. One incident, it's a long time that we have prepared, just as we remember, it was Eid al-Adha, which is coming also. The family slaughtered animals. So like little children, when they see, they go and copy also. What the elders do, they copy. So one young boy slaughtered his younger brother. He saw them slaughtering the sheep, he slaughtered his brother. He got frightened, what I did? He ran away in the jungle. The wild animals got him, ate him up. The father, when he came into problems, he died. What were difficulties? So there are big, big tests also. But in the eyes of Allah, they are small tests. For us, it is very, very big test. Many other, what tests people have gone through, we cannot imagine. So Allah won't test us, inshallah, like that. We are very weak, but have himmat. And also whenever, even these people, when Allah tests a person, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. When Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we all know briefly, and we should try and follow, especially in these days, go to the hadith kitabs, the tafsir, and all this, and see what test Allah had put to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Really, if we think of it, like for example, being catapulted in the fire and being going happily in it. Where can we think of just one match flame or a cigarette lighter flame and burning ourselves in there? But he was happy, and the malaika came and offered their help. We will protect you. And what does he say at that time? He knows it, and he is giving bayan to the malaika. Allah knows my condition? Yes. Allah has got control over everything? Yes. Then what have I got to worry about? Allah is there. He didn't even want the help of the malaika, who came with the permission of Allah. In other words, it was halal, it was full of barakat, it was goodness for him. But that also, that connection, Allah, we talk about it so that it comes in us. Where have we got it? We haven't got one iota of it. But we talk at least that we can understand. Then when he entered the fire was still a burning place. But when he entered it, at that time, Allah's qudrat is so great, Allah changed that fire and made it into a garden for him. And he was enjoying. And not just it was a play on the eyes that they saw it's a garden. 40 days, they saw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is in the fire and he's enjoying, and it's a garden. The fire, Allah's qudrat, we haven't understood the qudrat of Allah. For Allah to change that fire, a huge, and what a fire they had left. They lit a huge, huge fire. In that fire, Allah made the garden for him. And he left happily. In fact, it is said that had the fire become a garden before Ibrahim alayhi salam entered, then Namrud, the king of the time, he should be the first one to jump in. That when he saw. But Allah made it, it was a fire. And Ibrahim alayhi salam at that time jumped in. Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to slaughter his own son. And at what time? When he became an old man. And at that time, you need the help now, the support of your children. And the child, at that time, when he was now, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَوْ سَعْيَا, he reached that age that he could support his father, help his father, do all the work for his father. At that time, Allah said, slaughter him. And he was happy to do it. And the whole family was happy for this whole sacrifice. The wife was happy. Shaitan went to the child. Do you know, to Ibrahim alayhi salam, where are you going? You ever saw a father slaughtering his son? He says, impossible. A father will never slaughter. He says, you going? It's Allah's command. When Allah's command, then even a father will slaughter his son. So, and then he goes to the son, Ismail, you know where your father is taking you? He's taking me out. He usually goes collect firewood or whatever, hunting. No, he's taking to slaughter you. If he's slaughtering me, and you say, where does a father slaughter a son? He says, if your father is saying it's Allah's command, like people, like today they say the deen has overtaken these people, put them in dhoka, they are just believing in Allah. They don't see reality. They don't see what is happening on the ground. They don't see the statistics. They don't see the number of people dying and the number of qabrs now in the qabristan that has increased in the last 2 weeks, in the last month. How many people have died? They are just living in a world of their own. So he say, your father is like living in a world of his own. But he says, and your father says, it's the command of Allah. He said, if it's the command of Allah, then 100% it must be done. He went everywhere and he failed. But when then, and Allah made it such that Qurbani till today, it is carrying on. Not only in Mina, and not a Qurbani that like the people of the world, that they made a statue there. that Ibrahim alayhi salam is standing with the knife and his son is there, that all must go and they pay homage to it. And they see, oh, what a big sacrifice, Ibrahim. No, Allah made it, we do it with our hand. The only difference is, لَيَّنَالُ مَا لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاهُهَا وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى. Allah wants that same level, that even today, if the command is slaughter your son, the love of Allah is so much, not a second thought, you are prepared, if it's a command of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah is the, and the love of Allah is above everything. And we compare ourselves, Fajr time, when we are asked to come for namaz, the love of our bed is more than the love of our Fajr. The fear of this dunya things, it is dangerous to go Fajr time for namaz. There are crooks and there are people who rob you, etc. Dangerous to go masjid, you will get the virus in the masjid. Where it's impossible for the virus to be, we are imagining it that it is there also. All the spheres that are put into us, where is the love of Allah? The love of Allah must be above everything. How many of us with our insurance policies, that we will be covered with insurance, and Allah's command we are breaking. And a person of Iman, Allah's command is everything. Now, we give preference to that, to the command of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So this heart Allah has given us is very strong. And the Iman in there is even more stronger. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we work towards this. And this is our dhikr that we make. The company of the pious and the righteous, that is the maqsad. Coming to a majlis like this, the object of all this is to acquire that love of Allah. And that strong yaqeen and trust on Allah. Our yaqeen is so weak today. We are talking about iman. We are doing amal. But the minute it comes about the virus, no, you can't go there. You can't go and visit your own parents also. You can't go for the janazah also, your own parents' janazah also. On the other hand, amal are so much. And the talks of iman are so much. But when it comes to this, this is what we have to develop. This yaqeen, this love of Allah Ta'ala. When this love comes, love works miracles. The famous the Taj Mahal of India, we all know about it. One of the wonders of the world, the people call. But what is the Taj Mahal? It is a tomb. It is actually a qabr, which the king of that time for his wife he had built. And how did it happen? He was a young boy, still a young boy, and he was going to drink water somewhere. And he had two royal palatial of the palace doves, which are very, very expensive. Now, when he was going to drink water, there was a little girl, 8, 9 year old little girl. He said, just hold my two doves while I drink water. So she held them. He drank water. When he finished drink water, one of the doves was gone. Pigeons. So he asked, what happened? A small girl, innocent, bola, she said, it flew away. So, and he became angry, so expensive, so valuable, and to her like it means nothing. It just flew. He said, how it flew away? Angrily. She made the other one like this, it flew away. So in that he fell in love with her. He married her. And when he died, he built the Taj Mahal, which the fools of the world go and visit there and go and see Taj Mahal. We also, when we were studying in Deoband, we also wanted to go. And the students said there was a public holiday, something. So they arranged a bus to go. So we also paid our fare. We also want to go see the wonder of the world. And also, unfortunately, we work reverse gear. After we paid everything, we went and asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, our Ustad, we had contact with him, that we want permission, should we go? So he told us what the answer he gave us. He said, till today I haven't gone. And by not going, I don't find any deficiency in my iman. It hasn't, my iman is not deficient in other words, it's a futile thing. La yani, bekar, no benefit, it's a harmful thing. Then we realized, I can't remember whether we claimed our fare back or what, but anyway, alhamdulillah, we didn't go until today, we haven't seen the Taj Mahal also. And so Allah Ta'ala protect us. But this is that love, he built the whole Taj Mahal, and how he must have kept his wife. Whole life, when she passed away, when she died, he built this Taj Mahal, and the fools of the world go there, and they're going to see it. So this is what that love is. This is what we have to develop. We are in this period that now we can make it or we can break it. But we develop this love. During this period, we are in this period, Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred month, valuable month. Each day of this 3 months here now which we are in, today is perhaps the last day of Zulqa'dah. Maybe tomorrow, today, depending on the sighting of the moon. And also the sighting of the moon, today we are overtaken again with all the signs. Even we don't realize, we also, that we all want to know the birth of the moon. According to that, the moon will be visible. No necessity of that. The rule of Sharia, 29th, you go and look for the moon. Whether it's born or it's not born. Whether it's 1 hour or whether it's 2 hours. But the 29th, you must go and look. If you don't see it, then the month is complete, 30. But we must just go and look. And Allah's Qudrat, if He wants to, there were times when, because according to astronomers, scientists, impossible to see the moon. But when, and Sharia has laid down its rules, the Shahada you take of a person who says he saw it, and you take his Shahada properly, which Sharia has laid down. He gives that correct Shahada, you accept it, the moon has been sighted. Whether they say it's a 1 hour moon and impossible to see it, whether they say it was at what degree it was, all those things we don't need. Islam is such a deen that it is a straightforward deen, and it is a deen for the masses. It isn't a deen for the astronomers and the deen for the scientists. Islam, a calculation, Allah made this year, our month, that by the sighting of the moon, and with your eyes you go and sight. And you don't need a telescope to go in sight. You don't have to go in a plane or a helicopter and go up somewhere or go climb a mountain to see. Just where you are, you see. If you saw it, it's the new month. If you didn't see it, it isn't. Finished. Straightforward. See? So Allah Ta'ala bless us. So anyway, these are very precious months that we are going through. The rewards of Amal are multiplied tremendously. This month, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah is coming now. And then Muharram, this 3 months, and Rajab which has passed, and the Rajab which will come next year again. So let us appreciate these months. They are very, very valuable. In this month now, with Zulhijjah, we either tomorrow or from the next day, Yawm al-Thulatha, Tuesday, the first, from the night already, it's tonight or tomorrow night, then the 10 days of Zulhijjah. And these are again so valuable. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah loves his ibadah the most during these 10 days. And ulama have written even more than Ramadan. We all know that the ibadah of Ramadan, but the 10 days of Zulhijjah, Allah loves his ibadah more than even in Ramadan. These are the greatest days of the year. And the greatest nights are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And then in this 10 nights again, each night also is so valuable that it equals the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr, each night's ibadat. And Allah in His infinite mercy has made it so easy. Just make our Isha with Jamaat, half night's ibadat sawab. Make your Fajr the whole night's ibadat sawab. If we are so weak, we can't get up that half an hour earlier, make 2 rakats of tahajjud. Or even after Isha, make your tahajjud. After we made our 4 faradh of Isha, 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada of Isha, the time of tahajjud starts already. The best time is in the last part. But yeah, already it starts and we'll get the sawab of tahajjud. A person who makes 4 rakats of nafil namaz after Isha, he gets the ibadat of the whole night's ibadat. So just make this a little bit, so Allah has made it so easy. So this tahajjud, this last night, and if we can get up, even more. So these nights are so valuable. And then on the 10th of Zulhijjah, the day of Qurbani, there is no ibadah during these 10 days. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the ibadat, Allah loves it the most, more than at any. So the Sahaba asked, not even jihad, their frame of mind was, they knew jihad is the greatest thing. Wasinamuha al-jihad. The height of all ibadat is jihad. Today we are frightened. Allah is bringing more to us. We want to chase it away. The Sahaba welcomed it. And they look forward. Maut is a thing that a person, a mu'min, really covets maut. He is not And if his moth is in covert, he will covet. That this is bringing my moth. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody going to the marketplace, he told him, see, if my moth is being sold, buy for me also. We want to run from it. Allah ta'ala says, before that, for to the Yahud, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا إِن زَعَمْتُمْ, the Jews, not the Muslims, this is a matter of the Jews, إِن زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ, you are the friends of Allah. And a friend wants to meet his friend. So if you are claiming you are the friend, they say that we are the friends of Allah, then فَتَمَنَّهُ الْمَوْتِ, desire for maut. So today also, whoever wants the friendship of Allah, wants akhirat, the Quran's challenge is to the Jews. Muslims, they all want maut. Nobody of a Muslim is frightened. Allah challenges the Jews that فَتَمَنَّهُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah says they will never want to desire it. This is a clear proof. So a person who has got love of Allah, love of akhirat, love of jannat, he will desire maut. He won't be frightened for maut. He will desire maut. Then Allah Ta'ala says that this maut, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ, and this maut which you are running, you are false in your claim, you love Allah, you love akhirat, you love jannat, you want to go to jannah. If you are true in your claim, then desire it. If you don't, then don't think maut is not going to come. If maut doesn't come in covert, it will come in a motor car accident. Nobody is going to live if you get saved from covert. The way we carrying on, that if you get saved from covert, you are saved. You took your vaccination, no more you're going to die now. You wear your mask, you're not going to die. You do distancing, you're not going to die. And they tell us, you take a vaccination, you can still get covert. And they tell us, you wear your mask, you can still get covert, you can give covert also. So what are they telling us? What fools they making out of us? Then Allah Ta'ala says, then that maut will come to you. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ, maut will come to you. You running away from maut? Don't think you're going to get saved. Maut is going to come to you. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. Then you will return to in front of Allah. In front of the very presence. Allah is present now also. Allah is in ghayb for us here. But there you will see that Allah is present there. And the reality of the life of the qabr, and of jannat, and of full sirat, and of the day of qiyamah, you will see it. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّيُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And then you will be told all your scientific theories and all your things of this dunya, you will see clearly it will be. So anyway, these are great days. So in the 10 days of Zulhijjah and the Naisa, and then Qurbani again is so great. On that day, the greatest day of the year, including Ramadan and all, the greatest ibadat is the 10th of Zulhijjah. Allah loves it. And what to say those who are in Arafat? When Allah sees them and the ibadat they make, then there is that pattern, one pattern of ibadat, of reading third kalima, reading Durood Sharif, etc. Then Allah says, hey, this person made dua who read this for all the people of the Mawqaf. All the people who were there, I should have forgiven all also. And this the 10th day, and the greatest ibadat again, Allah loves there, ihraqi dam, to make the blood flow of the animal. That is the greatest ibadat on the day, the 3 days of Qurbani. And the greatest is on the first day, the 10th, then the 11th, then the 12th. So Allah loves this year. So all this ibadat is very much loved by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then the ibadat of Hajj is now. If we cannot be there present ourselves physically, bodily, but our minds can be there, and they should be there. And we should cherish, and we should cry really, that at this time we know what Haram Sharif was. Madina Sharif, the amount of people, there no end to the people reading As-Salatu Wassalamu Alayka Ya Rasulullah. And unfortunately now what has happened? Make dua. Allah has given us the dua is the dua not of the tongue, of the heart. The heart is powerful. That heart which has got iman, what power has that dua? So that dua of a mu'min is also extremely powerful. But we're not using it. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, today we are listening to news, newspapers. In those days it was mainly newspapers. But that is just to get information. That is all we are listening news. The news, and Maulana says that if you hear that certain town, certain place, so many people have died, what we say, don't go to that town. What you have to do is make dua. Allah give shifa there. Allah remove this difficulty. And he says if we don't have that feeling, they are burning in their houses and we getting warmth out of their burning. We forget mu'min and Muslim, we're not human beings also. The suffering of other people, and today we're just passing comments and negative comments we are passing. That place is like this. Those people there, they don't observe protocols. That's why this is happening to them. Those people there, the masjids are open. That's why this is happening to them. All that, we're just passing all comments and negative comments. If information, we get how many people are passing away. Really think, do we make dua for those people? Do we make a little bit of istali sawab for them? Three times, Qul Hu Allah. If we can't do so much, just read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Just read Durood Sharif sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pass that. That is great, great, great reward for those people. And it reaches them. But we don't do nothing. We just passing command. That person, he never was watching the, observing the protocol, so that's why he died. And under our breath, perhaps we say, and today we will even say it with our tongue, good, he died. So this is our condition. Whereas information is that we make dua for those people. So Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. So the hajj at this time, our heart should be there. Very briefly, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written the reality of the plagues. He explains all this. And then he writes the error of the worldly people in explaining the cause of the plague. The worldly people, what they say? That this virus, that all these droplets in the air and that, and all this here. And they go into all the scientific research. But the basic thing, it is from Allah Ta'ala. And that is the real cause, the cause of the causes. Then Allah brings these causes. Whatever outward causes, then the science people are just involved in this year all the time. But the real cause is from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. One example, quite a few examples Maulana has given. A person is writing with a pen and there are few ends there. So the one end observes and says that the ink is making all the words which are being written. Another end observes, its eyes goes further, it's not the ink, it is the pen, the ink is coming from the pen. Another one observes that it's not the pen, it's the hand that is controlling the pen. Another one observes further, it's not the hand, but it's the mind of the person. So he has reached till there, and the reality is, it is from Allah Ta'ala. So all these causes which are there are the outward causes. And unfortunately, the people of dunya and in which we are all involved also. Our eyes are only to the limit of this outward causes. And we don't see it is from Allah. And why did Allah? One person was hanged. One example also, Maulana gives sentence to death. Whether he was executed by a gunshot or hanged or whatever. Now, outward people, we will say he was shot. It's because of the bullet. And the bullet has got gunpowder in it, and this gunpowder caused it, and the person pulled the trigger, and that is why it happened. Another person will observe, going through the various stages, that the king became upset with him. He went against the laws, and they gave a command. So the simple way was he should go back and ask for forgiveness. In fact, Maulana writes here that in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, one person asked Musa alayhi salam, Plato, a man also like of science, very big researcher in that. He told Musa alayhi salam that all these conditions which are in the world, halat, they are from Allah Ta'ala. So like a bow and arrow, the sky is a bow and Allah is shooting the arrows. Now how can we get saved? Who can run away from Allah Ta'ala? So what to do now? How to save ourselves? He said, simple, you just go and stand next to Allah Ta'ala. And now when Allah is shooting the arrows, you are free. So all we have to do, return to the masjid, return to deen, return to the Quran Sharif, return to the masajid. That is what we have to do. We go to Allah and we will get saved completely. And you want to run from Allah, you can run, but you can't hide. Nobody can hide from Allah Ta'ala. You can run as much as you want to. But when mort is written for you, it is going to come. Then Maulana has written here the instance of Ashabi Uhudud in the Quran Sharif, that this king wanted all that he must be worshipped, this king. So he ordered, and those who don't worship him and don't worship the idol, there must be big trenches of fire were left, and all of them must be thrown in there. A mother came with a little milk suckling baby. He said that she also, she refused, and she had iman. Then they snatched, the king said, snatch the baby, throw it in the fire. Threw it. Then she became very emotional, hysterical. My baby, and he's gone in the fire. Then she thought she'll make sajda to the idol. The baby called out, oh, my amma, my mother, don't ever do that. Come in here. It's wonderful. It's enjoyable here. We are in beautiful gardens here. She jumped in. She told all the people, come in here. It's enjoyable here. All the people said, the police now started stopping the people. They were throwing them in, they stopping them, they all jumping in and all calling, and they going into great enjoyment there. Then the king addressed the fire, oh fire, what has happened to you? Your work is to burn and you becoming a garden for all these people. He said, you come into me and you'll see how I burn. When Allah, in which direction he puts his arrows and the short sleeve direction. For he said, you come here and you'll see I'll burn you. But for these people who believe in Allah, I'm a garden for those people. So what are we afraid of all about? Hey, there, Allah, that life, 100, it is our yaqeen. We read Quran Sharif, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. And what enjoyments of Jannat. Wafiha faakihatun mimma yatakhayyaroon, wa lahmi tayrin mimma yashtahoon, wa hoorun aynun, kamsali lu'lu'i al-maknoon. What enjoyments Allah has given in Jannat. All the enjoyment. This dunya has got all the greatest enjoyment of dunya. And a person will get the least enjoyment of akhirat. He said, I never knew what enjoyment was. Hey, the enjoyment of... So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We prepare for this eternal life and make our iman. And Allah Ta'ala protect us from all harms and evils. Protect our iman in Islam and protect our deen and give us afiyat and salamati and protect us from our own people who went report to the police. Many places the police said, we got no time to come and we got no work to come. But you people are insisting, your own people are persisting and forcing us to come. They reporting us, the police, to the higher authorities that they not going. Hey, so Allah Ta'ala protect us from all such people, all such things. Allah keep us safe with our iman and till mort in His mercy and His kindness, inshallah.